I remember the first time I rode a roller coaster. I was about 7 and I went to Six Flags St. Louis with my family. The first ride we got on was called the Jet Scream and it went upside down. I was so scared standing in line. But after it was over, I was hooked. Not as hooked as my next guest. I'm Lexi and this is Delightfully Different. There's an organization for roller coaster fans, the American Coaster Enthusiasts, or ACE. They have over 7,000 members. They ride roller coasters all over the world. They also preserve old roller coasters, and members get special roller coaster benefits.
Hello, my name is Greg, and I belong to the American Coaster Enthusiasts group, which is a group that goes around with doing conventions. It's not only in the United States, it's around the world. I haven't done any outside of the United States, but I've done a lot of parks here in the U.S. So,
how long have you been a member? And so it's called ACE for short, A-C-E, American
Coaster
Enthusiasts.
Yeah, A-C-E. I've been riding coasters a long time before I joined the group, but it's been since 1987 that I've been a member.
That's a really long time, Greg.
Yeah, this group started, I think, in 1977. I don't know if you remember the movie Roller Coaster.
I don't remember it.
And they had Sense Around. At that time, there was the movie Earthquake. They had Sense Around. And then they had this movie Roller Coaster, which had Sense Around in the theaters, too. It was pretty neat, you know. It felt like you were really on the coaster.
Really?
Well, not so much. It wasn't like the building was going up the track or anything, but...
But the 1970s graphics were good, and it made you feel like you were on a coaster watching it?
Yeah, it was something. Well, anyway, in that movie, you know, it was about a terrorist or something that went around different parks, you know, demanding money, and he'd do this and do that, you know. So what happens was they did a promotion in Virginia, King's Dominion, actually, on the Ride the Rebel Yell.
Okay.
And... A group met, they had a promotion, and they met. That day on, they became known as the American Coaster Enthusiast Group, and that, you know, it's over, I don't know how many, they get members joining every day. I think it's
over 7,000.
Oh, easily.
It's, yeah. That's a lot of people.
Now, some of these people that go over, you know, to, like, they go to Japan, Holland, and all that. I mean, that costs some money because you got to pay for the flight and the stay. You do get discounts. They'll have lodging for the group and all that. But, you know, and time is the other thing, you know. You got to have time to do this. And I guess the people who got a lot of money like to do this. And I would do that if I won the lottery, you know.
If you won the lottery, you'd go around the world riding roller coasters?
I'd probably have one built in my backyard, in the backyard, and have the entrance right near my bed. So I just roll out of bed.
I believe you. I believe that you would do that too.
Did you ever go on YouTube? I go on YouTube and I look at all these people that make for their kids their own roller coaster in their backyards, and there's some unbelievable. I mean, with
pretty incredible stuff. Yeah, I've seen a few TV shows about it too, and I'm like, holy cow, I had that when I was a kid, I would never have left the backyard.
Yeah.
Scientific people. So technically this is like a nonprofit, American Coaster Enthusiasts.
Yeah.
What exactly do they do? They put on conventions?
Well, they do they have a preservation thing too, where if a coaster is in need of help or rebuilt, you could donate. That's actually a big part of it.
Oh.
You could donate. If you go on the site, it's ACEonline, aceonline.org.
Yeah.
And it'll tell you all about that. And, you know, you pay a fee every year to join.
What is the fee to join? What does it cost to become an enthusiast?
$50. You get a roller coaster magazine, and there's local events, there's regional events. They could be a day, they could be a weekend. Once a year, they have a coaster con, and that's held in, you know, a couple of places. This year, it was held in Dollywood. I didn't go, but I did go there. But it was Dollywood and Carowinds. And it's funny, the coaster there called Fury 305.
Yeah.
A day after the group left, some paying patron there noticed the crack.
Really?
Up in the, yeah, if you look on the news or something, you can see that. And they said, it wasn't a little crack either.
Did it get shut down then?
They fixed it.
They fixed it?
Oh, yeah. They shut it down and fix it. It's not like, oh, we'll wait till it falls down. That's okay.
And then as one of the American coaster enthusiasts, you get to go sometimes like to the roller coasters when the general public is not there. So you guys kind of get it to yourself a little bit on invite. First,
yeah, let me, before I get into that, what happens is on the, they'll have a list of all the events, whether they're local, regional, or out of the country or whatever. And you just pick the ones you want to go to. You know, there's a registration fee for that. And you, because we'll have lunches or dinners, you know. But yeah, the main thing is that we get to go in. It's called ERT, Extra Running Time.
Okay.
We'll get in about an hour and a half or so before the park opens to the public. And there'll be a certain two or three rides that we could ride until it opens to the public. Then we stay there for the day like everybody else. And if their lines are too long, we just say, yeah, the heck with it. I'll go on it later anyway, you know, and then we'll have a lunch, you know, the group will get together and have a lunch that, you know, you pay for at registration. And you get to meet a lot of people, and a lot of them are like my age. There's a lot of young ones, but I mean.
Can I ask how old you are?
I'm 68.
Okay, so 68. You look great. I didn't know you were 68.
Yeah, that's what my license said. Yep, that's what a lot of gals say to me. You're 68? Yeah.
So most of the people doing this are adults. They're not little kids.
It's probably leaning more towards a lot of young ones now and kids.
Okay.
I mean, some of these kids that get on there, I mean, they're like 5 years old. As long as they meet a height restriction, you know, for the ride, man, they're not scared at all. When I was like five, I didn't even want to climb the stairs.
I was 5 the first time I did it.
Yeah, I mean, it's unbelievable, these kids. But predominantly when I joined the group, a lot of them were, you know, more senior veterans. And they all loved roller coasters. And it's funny, one of the ladies was, I don't know, in her 70s. You know, some of them could barely walk, but they get on the ride, you know. But they asked her probably the most perfect question. They asked her, what is your favorite ride? And she gave the best answer.
What was it?
The one I'm on.
Ah, look at that.
That's the best answer because, you know, there's so every ride has a different thing that you like about it, you know.
Right.
And there's one thing I tell people, and it's kind of funny. I'm scared of heights.
You are?
Put me on a little carousel with that little strip bar there, you know. And it stops on top, and I rock that thing. I say, man, get me down off of this. But I'll go on the fastest and highest coasters in the world because it's moving. Because
it's moving. It's just the standing still that freaks you out.
I mean, as time has gone on, I don't sit there. What I do is, at the beginning, when I went on one of the biggest hypercoasters, which is anything over 200 feet, I would say to myself, enjoy the ride. I would talk to myself, just enjoy the ride. Because once you're on it and it's going, you're not going to jump off it.
No, definitely not. Do you think that's part of
you might fall out of it, but you're not.
Do you think that's part of the allure for you, the fact that you are afraid of heights and that you get that
intense fear? I got to have the little butterfly in my stomach. Yeah, because the unpredictable is why I do it, you know.
Seeking a thrill.
Yeah. So anyway, you could pick, like I said, you could pick the events. And right now I do a lot of regional ones and local ones. I live in a good hotbed area. I live near Ohio, where you have probably my favorite park, Cedar Point, which is in Sandusky, Ohio.
Okay.
If anybody has to visit or likes roller coasters, boy, that's the top of the line in the United States, I think, anyway.
And you actually live in Pennsylvania?
That's correct. In Bethlehem. Name of the city is Bethlehem.
And so there's what's the park that's near you in Pennsylvania? Is there one that you go to in Pennsylvania?
It's funny. The one that's closest to me, I don't go as much as Hershey Park. Hershey Park is about 90 miles away. I just was there the other day. I might go back Monday.
I got
a season pass there. But I live 15 minutes away from Dorney Park.
Oh, okay. And that's not your favorite, though.
It's a good park, but Hershey has more coasters. However, If you look, Dorney Park is building a new one next year, so I'll probably go there a little more. Hershey's got a lot of coasters. They just reopened the coaster. It was called the Wildcat, but it got a little bumpy. The track after years, it's not as smooth. So what they do, there's a company, they call it RMC, Rocky Mountain Corporation.
Okay.
And they take the wooden track, replace it with a steel track, and they add curves and loops and all that, and they reopen it. It's a hybrid coaster. That's really what it's called.
It kind of looks
It still has the wooden frame,
right?
But it'll have the steel track. And if you look at a lot of these modern ones, they're the big thing now.
I understand that the organization, the American Coaster Enthusiasts, has awards for these classic coasters, and they have very specific rules about what a classic coaster can be.
Yeah. Preservation, they'll give them awards. I guess it's after like 25 years. It's considered, they'll put a plaque out in front. I don't know the whole details of everything, but yeah, there's a lot of coasters out there that they have saved from being torn down.
Well, the list of rules was interesting because it said things like the safety bar has to be a specific way. It can't be one of the new ones. And it has mm-hmm. to be a bench seat where the seats are not separated next to your neighbor. You have to be able to get a little bit of air. It's got to be made of wood. And I can't mm-hmm. remember what the other rules were, but they're all super old school roller coasters.
Oh, yeah. And it could be bumper cars. Now, there's a park here that's voted in Pennsylvania. It's in Elliesburg, Pennsylvania. It's in the middle of nowhere in the mountains. All of a sudden, you come up to, if you missed a turn, you missed going into the park. But it's called Knoebels, and it's a family, the old family type. You don't have to pay to get in.
Oh.
You could pay, you get tickets if you want to ride a ride or two or how many you want.
So like a carnival. Booklet.
Yeah. Or you could ride at night or whatever, and a one price thing, and they'll give you a tag and you could ride. And they have one of the top wooden coasters in the world. It's in the top 20, and it's not the highest, it's not the fastest, but it gives what we call airtime, and that's what we all look for.
Is airtime. What exactly is airtime?
When you're removed from your when you're removed from your seat, and you're woo like that.
Well, and
basically that's it.
Greg, I understand there's coaster slang, so airtime is one of them, and then there's floater airtime and ejector airtime. What's the difference between those two?
I don't know about the ejector one. That sounds. I just know airtime. That's all. I don't know. Maybe some of these other riders got them, but I just know it as airtime.
And the word thuzzy? Can you define the word thuzzy?
Thuzzy?
Yeah.
Thuzziest? Short for enthusiast.
Right. And then there's...
Now, there is other groups. Even when I lived in Florida, they had the Florida group, Florida Coaster group. There's a lot of different other groups. But there's Theme Park Review. They go around the world. I'd like to get a job doing that, but boy, do they travel. I mean, the fastest coaster in the world is in Dubai. That's on my bucket list. I tell you, it goes 147 miles an hour in 3 seconds.
Holy cow, that's really fast.
Toro Rosso, or Formula One Toro Rosso. It's in Dubai. Look on it on YouTube. It's unbelievable.
Like your dream coaster. That's the ultimate right there. Yeah. What's the very first roller coaster you ever rode, and how old were you?
I knew you were going to get to that. I always think about it. My dad used to work at Esso. Now it's Exxon, here in Linden, New Jersey, the oil refinery. He used to work there. And the company Picnic, one of the places they used to do was Olympic Park, and was in Irvington, New Jersey.
Okay.
And they would take over the park, the company, just Exxon, Esso, for the whole day, the company and its employees. And there was a coaster called the Jackrabbit there. And that was my first coaster. And I remember when I was sitting on there, I kind of went down below the seat because I didn't want to see anything. I was small enough to, I guess I was about, what, 8 or 9 or something? I don't know. But that was my first coaster. And, that was back in the, must have been about 1966.
They probably like didn't even have all the rules, like you must be this tall to ride the ride type of thing.
No, the seats usually had holes in it and all that. I want to tell you something. When before I went on the ride called the Thunderboat at Thunderbolt at Coney Island.
Okay.
I mean, this ride wasn't really taken care of. It was going down, you know, but it was still running. So I go on it and it had holes and you could see the springs popping out. And I'm going up the hill with my friend. And all of a sudden, the little skinny bar that's in front, because they only had little teeny bars there. They didn't have much. I think they had a seatbelt, but I don't remember it being that tight. And nobody checked on it. You know, you just put it on yourself. And they had that little teeny bar there going up the hill. And all of a sudden, I pushed on the bar and the thing flew off. The thing broke off. There was nothing out in front to hold on. So I grabbed him, my friend that I'm sitting next to. I don't know exactly what I did. We made it. I was laughing the whole way, though.
Were you afraid you were going to fall out? Did it have a loop-de-loop
anything? I don't remember how I felt. I just remember. I think I held on the side of the car or something. I don't really remember. I made it, though. That was funny. That was the only time that I...
that you thought something was going to go wrong on the coaster?
Yeah, that was really weird. And they knocked that ride down and they built a new one. If you look, Coney Island has been totally revamped. They got so many new rides there. It's unbelievable how many they got. They rebuilt the Thunderbolt, but it's a metal coaster, you know. I like metal coasters a lot more now because they're a lot smoother. Some of these wooden ones get a little old and they get a little rickety. And
once I turned about 35, those old wooden ones started giving me a headache when I got off of them. My head was getting knocked around too much.
Yeah.
So when you got off that ride and the thing had broken, did you tell anybody afterwards? Like, hey, you need to fix it.
I guess I did. I don't know. I think I just got off and went to the next coaster. I don't think I said anything. I don't even know if there was anybody around, to be honest with you.
Security must have been so different. I mean, it was when I was a little kid and you got a couple years on me. How has it changed getting on a roller coaster from the 1960s until now? What was the process back then compared to now?
Well, it's funny. Back then, you went on a ride and you really didn't have much to carry. Nobody had backpacks and all that to go checking their bags. Then it was into the fanny packs, but then they don't allow you. They basically don't allow you to carry anything. You can't even wear glasses if you go on there. But I got the thing that you put on there to hold them in.
Yeah.
Hold them on, my sunglasses. So, but people used to bring that bottles, and now they got these lockers, and they force you to use the lockers. But I wear zippered shorts. I keep my wallet in there, and I zipper it, so it's not coming out.
So you got a technique. You're not putting anything in a locker. You got your stuff on you, shoved in pockets, so they can't stop you.
Also, at night, because these coasters or sometimes near water, so you get a lot of bugs and all that.
Oh, yeah.
And you go on a coaster that's going 80 to 90 miles an hour, those bugs or rain hit you, and so you wear goggles. You buy goggles, like ski goggles, you know. And it's kind of funny. That's the other thing. We get to go into the park an hour and a half before it opens to the public. Then we do the whole day thing. Then when the park closes, everybody leaves and you kick them out, you know. I'll tell some people, yeah, get out of here. It's time for us to go back. We go back in and we ride in the dark.
So you get to go in before and after being a part of this organization? That's
correct.
Pretty cool. So no lights on in the park and you're riding around on those roller coasters?
Most of the time, the only lights are, you know, in the walkways, but they ride in the dark. It's pretty unique. And the some of these high coasters, they're pretty unique at night, you know. Yeah. I have a few favorites, but I love the Millennium Force. That's in Cedar Point in Sandusky, Ohio.
Okay.
It's right on the water. It was the first giga coaster over 300 feet built, and it's still one of my favorites. It goes 93 miles an hour, and it gets pulled up by a pulley. It goes up like 20 to 30 miles an hour going up. It's not click, click, click. The pulley comes down from the top, latches on, and it goes right up.
Have you ever lost anything while you were riding on a roller coaster? Have you dropped anything? And
me personally, no, but I have caught things from other people.
What have you caught?
In California, I rode the Goliath coaster, and we're going down one of the hills, and we had our club pins.
Okay.
You know, a big round pin, and it was stuck on the shirt. Anyway, we're going down a hill. It's unbelievable. You know, my hands are up, and all of a sudden, here comes this pin right into my hand. Luckily, the pin was on the other side. I caught it, and, you know, I was able to grab it. And then another time, somebody had a $5 bill.
Oh!
It flew while I was riding. I flew. You know, I looked at it, and it landed right near my foot, so I stepped on it. So I didn't move my foot for the whole ride after that.
Did you keep the $5?
Oh, of course, yeah. I don't know whose it was. It just floated.
You're never going to find the owner of that $5.
Yeah. I'm Lexi, and this is Delightfully Different. I'm talking with a member of the American Coaster Enthusiasts, Greg.
Let me see the shirt, as you can see. It says
Wildcat Revenge. Yeah.
That's the hybrid coaster I was talking about in Hershey. It just opened up June the 2nd. See, that's another thing that we do. Ace will have the media day where they'll ride it before anybody else, along with the media, when they have a grand opening.
Have you traveled to different cities in order to ride roller coasters?
I did more a little years ago. I don't do as much, but I plan on doing it more next year. But out of state, Dollywood, I've been Santa Clara, California, Michigan's Great Adventure.
You actually planning your trips around the roller coasters, or do you just happen to go to the roller coaster if you're in that town?
Being local, I just go.
Gotcha.
But when they have an event, you know, that makes it easier. They do have an event at Hershey Park September 9th. And it's called CocoCon.
Okay.
Yeah, because of Hershey.
Oh, you know, right. That makes
Hershey
sense.
Park. That's okay. A good park. They have really come a long way, Hershey Park. They got a lot of good.
I think they got
14 major coasters now. That's a lot. I've been to Magic Mountain in California. I know you're in Utah, right?
I am, yeah. Have you been to
Cannibal?
Lagoon?
Cannibal is one of the ones that I probably want. I think you were on that.
I was on it. You saw a video where I was on it. I gotta tell you, that is an incredible roller coaster. I also love roller coasters, not as much as you, but I was floored when I got on that thing. You get on it, it's a regular coaster with carts, but it goes up an elevator. You don't do this.
Yeah.
You're still parallel to the ground and you go up and then it takes off.
And when you got to the top, it actually goes in and then down.
Yes, yes, exactly. Yeah. You're exactly right. It was such a cool roller coaster. Sensations I've never felt. It's a pretty incredible roller coaster. I feel like it's probably one of the better ones.
Talking about Knoebels again, like I said, you don't pay for parking, and they have tables. You can bring your own cooler with beer and all that.
It sounds kind of like Lagoon a little bit. They just changed the rules this year, but it was more of a family-owned park, which why I was so surprised that there were so many good roller coasters there. Because I'm telling you, Greg, there are literally like 15 good roller coasters at Lagoon if you're ever here in Salt Lake City. And they're all really fun.
There's so many little parks you don't even know of. I'm in a hub. I mean, I could go Ohio, Michigan, you know, I'm in the center. Magic Mountain, California is probably my second favorite park.
Okay.
Because you got to be good because you got to climb up these big hills over there. But they got a lot of good roller coasters. Hershey Park is good. Dollywood, I like a lot. At the convention a few years ago, Dolly actually greeted the group and all that.
Really?
And the apple pie at Dollywood is
the best.
Phenomenal.
Did you get to meet Dolly Parton then while you were there?
From
afar.
Not shake her hand or, you know, give her a high hug or anything like that. No.
No high hugs for Dolly. She's very short.
Bounce right off of her if I had to do that.
All right. Well, that's pretty cool. I've been to Dollywood, but I was like in the seventh grade, so I'm sure it's different then.
Yeah, they've added a lot. But yeah, go online and look at, and like I said, the ride at Knoebels, it's called the Phoenix. It's been disassembled and assembled like two other places. I think it was originally in Canada as the Rocket or something, but it's fast. They don't have what they call trim brakes, where a ride, they want to slow a ride down, they'll trim the brake, you know, it'll slow down. You'll hear like the air brakes.
Yeah.
And it'll slow down. Well, this ride rides right through, and it has bunny hills, and you're always out of your seat. It's everybody's favorite. It don't have to be the highest and fastest in the world.
No, uh-uh.
King Dakar, I've been on Top Thrill Dragster and King Dakar, New Jersey. King Dakar, New Jersey is the highest coaster in the world, 428 feet, I believe. And it goes 125 miles an hour in 3 seconds. And I always sit in the front row. And what I do is as soon as they're ready, you hear, get ready, head back. Hands in, and as soon as they say that, my hands go up. I ride the whole ride with my hands up.
Do you ride every ride with your hands in the air?
Depends how I feel. Depends on the mood, you know.
I do. Even if I'm scared.
Yeah, I always know where the cameras. I always know where the cameras are. So I make, you know, a face, you know, I got some good ones. you make it look like, I try to get my eyes to bug out like a Volkswagen, you know.
Right. So I know you said you like the old wooden coasters, but how do you feel about like the standing roller coasters or the ones where your feet are dangling? Or what are your favorite kinds?
I like the ones where your feet dangle. And then the floorless coasters, I like them too.
Yeah.
I don't like the stand-up coasters. They're a pain in the ass. Could I say pain in the ass?
You can say it. It's a podcast. We're not on the radio.
Oh, okay. There you go.
Because you have to stand the whole time? Is it because you have to like use your muscles?
Well,
to
you stand up and then you got to bend your knees a little bit. So you're kind of not standing totally.
Oh.
You could, but I don't like it because you bounce around too much and then your head goes back and forth and then your body, you know.
I believe I've been on a stand-up coaster, and I didn't like it that much either.
Yeah, I don't think they're building them as much. I do like the dive coasters.
What is that?
Where, you know, the coaster will reach the top and hang over. It'll stop.
Hover, yes.
Yeah, they call them dive coasters. And they're that's the one they're building in Dorney Park next year.
That gives you that sensation that you're going to fall, which I think you might like so much. Yeah.
I tell you what, Tower of Terror, whatever, in Hollywood Terror in Disney.
Yeah.
Or Universal.
Right.
That's a good ride because it's always different. You don't know when you're going to go down, how far.
Really? They changed that roller coaster up?
Well, every ride is different. They're not all the same. I don't know how they do it, but they're all a little different. Some go lower than others. Some go up higher.
How do you feel about the other rides at the parks? Like, what about bumper cars or the Ferris wheel or other stuff?
Well, I like the old-fashioned bumper cars. They call those flat rides.
Okay.
Because they're flat on the ground and, you know, they stay close to the ground, you know. I can't do the ones like the old, remember the old Star Trek that would go up and...
Yeah, the spinning
ones. I can't do that anymore. I'll get off that and be a little dizzy.
I lost my stomach for that about 15 years ago.
I'll do the mixer. There's a few, like the boat, the big boat I like, you know, the one
that rocks back and forth.
Woo, woo. The big swings I like, but they're not my favorite.
You go and ride everything, not just the roller coasters.
I won't do the things that... I think they call it the slingshot where it parachutes you with cables. Anything with cables, I'm not into the cable stuff. I'm not into bungee jumping.
I did that.
You know,
I will do all that.
Yeah, I mean, I wouldn't probably mind doing it, but that's just not my cup of tea.
What about those virtual reality rides like they have at, well, at least they did. It's been years since I've been there, but Universal, like in Florida, where you sit in
the
room.
Spider-Man? Like the Spider-Man?
Yeah, it looks like you're on a ride, but you're not.
They're great. Well, they did the VR on the regular wooden coasters. They give you that and you'd see something else.
Oh, really?
You'd have a different sensation. Yeah.
Interesting.
They did that. That kind of stopped. That was big like a couple of years ago. I don't know what happened. I guess COVID got in the way.
Probably.
That's when I didn't hear it as much. But I'm sure somebody, yeah, I like those. They're good.
They were more fun than I thought they were going to be when I got on it or got in there, I guess. Yeah. You seem like you probably made a bunch of friends doing this. Are you pals with the other enthusiasts?
I got several friends that are more local now because I see them a lot. But yeah, in Florida, I had people that I knew, you know, usually see the same crowd. You'll see a lot of new people.
Greg, are you a single man these days? Are you seeing somebody?
I tell you.
That's a loaded question, huh?
I got a gal that comes up from Nashville. I got a gal that comes from Italy.
This is a public podcast, right? And these gals are going to hear it.
I don't give a flying intercourse.
Well, what I'm asking is,
They don't know who. I don't name names, but you know, they. As a matter of fact, I had to shoo one away. I said, "I'm going doing a podcast here. Don't bug me right now."
And, well, I don't want a cock block.
They all want to visit, but I do have a couple that have visited. I do have one in Nebraska of all people that probably going to visit me. You know, they all want to get close to me and.
Are they into roller coasters as well? What I'm asking is, do you date women who are also into roller coasters?
Or not necessarily. Not necessarily. If they don't want to go on, I don't force them. You know, it's there's more to it than just riding coasters. If somebody don't want to ride it, I'm not going to throw them on it, you know. I actually had a gal that was close to came over from China, and I took her to Hershey Park, and she never rode a coaster, but she went on one called the Lightning Racer. She didn't stop screaming from the start to the end. Oh my God.
So then did you see her ever again after that?
Oh yeah. Okay. Yeah. But boy, I mean, they were curling screams. It wasn't a scream of excitement or happiness.
She was truly scared.
Wow.
Do roller coaster enthusiasts tend to pair up with other roller coaster enthusiasts romantically, like, or is it usually just one person in the relationship happens to love the coasters and the other one just deals with it?
There's a lot of everything. I noticed too. There's a lot of people, a lot of older ladies that go. They just like to be around people and they like the whole idea of a theme park, the food. You know, and just the atmosphere, and they never go on the coasters, but they belong to the group.
So they're almost like coaster groupies.
Yeah, they just like to have, they like the atmosphere of amusement park. I do like that. And
the amusement parks are definitely fun. Now, this week it was National Roller Coaster Day.
August 16th, yeah.
Did you celebrate? How did you celebrate?
I worked that day. I'm an usher. Show you the hat. I'm an usher for the Philadelphia Phillies AAA team here in Allentown, Pennsylvania.
Okay, that's your real job.
I'll be going in my fifth year. They're the Lehigh Iron Pigs. It was either that or it was my other job. I don't remember. I work at a food store down the street.
So no celebration for Roller Coaster Day. You had to do some working, but maybe you can define some other of these roller coaster slang words for me.
Let's see. Maybe I can. I don't know.
So. What's a bat wing?
I think you mean a wing coaster. That's probably what you're talking about.
Okay.
It's when there's seats where you sit on the side of the track. You're outside of the track.
Oh, okay. Okay.
That's a unique ride. Probably the most famous one was one of the first ones, and it's in Magic Mountain. It's called X2.
Okay.
Look on the video on YouTube. You'll see X2. It is crazy. A wing coaster means that the seats are on the sides of the track.
Rather than on top of it.
Yeah, and they spin and all that.
Oh, okay, okay. Yeah, they have one of those at Lagoon. Well, you use Giga Coaster is one of them, right? That's the one that's
over 300 feet.
And a Woody is?
A wooden coaster.
A wooden coaster.
Yeah.
That's a fun name for that. And yeah, what's a dark ride?
Well, anything that, like a fun house ride.
So scary stuff.
Or a coaster that, like Space Mountain, that's in the dark.
That's in the dark. Okay, okay.
And what one of the features that we do as a group like that, we'll ride a dark ride in the light with the lights on.
Oh.
We'll cut the, yeah, it's kind of, it kind of takes away, once you do that, it kind of takes away from, is that all there is? The Mummy at Universal Studios.
Yeah.
That was a great indoor dark ride. And once you ride that in the light, holy Mac, you think you were going down farther than that.
It ruins everything, you know,
being that it's dark and you don't know where you're going. That was one of my favorite rides.
Oh, that's awesome.
But that's what a dark ride is, anything that's in the dark. Or
when you go to a theme park that's going to be busy, do you have a strategy when you get there about, do you have it mapped out before you go what you're going to do? Do you run to the first ride that you want to go on?
With the group?
With the group or by yourself, either way.
Well, with the group, everything is, we'll get a schedule
where
we can meet for certain rides. The first hour and a half, there's three, when we're in there before the public is, we'll go to those three rides that they set aside and we'll ride them.
But if you're by yourself, like if you're just going by yourself to the park or with a friend, do you have it mapped out what you're going
to
do?
If I go to the park and not with the group, yes. Because at any of these parks, well, at Hershey in particular, because that's my hometown park that I go to, we get in an hour earlier because I have a king-size pass. That's the top of the line. So we get an hour entry before. I mean, there's a lot of king-size pass holders, you know.
So you're
but
still
we have our
them.
Own season pass parking and all that. So there'll be two rides or so that we will go to. So I map that out, you know. And then
strategy.
After that, you're kind of on your own. It gets busy with the kids out from school. They do field trips. You're kind of on your own then, but you try to map it out. I bring my own food, though. When I go on my own or with a friend to a park, I bring my own food because I'm not waiting an hour and a half in line for food. So I'll go to like Jersey Mike's, I'll get a sub and I'll pack a cooler with drinks, you know, Gatorade, you know.
So you're
and all
not
that.
Wasting any time waiting for food. You can go right back onto the roller coaster.
I sit in my car, I get my hand stamped, go in my car.
Do you ever get sick going on a coaster after you eat?
I don't even carry a camera. What I do is I'll ride the coasters. Then when it's time to eat or whatever, I'll go in my car and eat, get my hands stamped and all that. Then I'll grab my camera, go back in, just take pictures of what I want. Because I don't take I don't take pictures of the same park. All, you know, once you get enough, I'm done with taking pictures. You know,
yeah.
I'll take the pictures I want. Then I'll go back in the car, put the camera away, and then go back and ride coasters.
Gives you some time to digest it.
Yeah, but there's been some times when I've been on coasters where, you know, they had to clean it.
Because of somebody else?
That's gross.
It is really gross. I've seen it several times in my life.
It's all right if it's stationary, but if it's in the process of running
going
and it comes
everywhere.
Flying.
Ooh. Science takes over.
I mean, it's usually not going to go in front of you. It's going to go in back of you, you know. So if you're sitting in back of the person, it's not going to go forward. That would be kind of funny if it did.
So always sit in the front seat is what you're saying.
Yeah, don't sit where anybody where their name is Ralph. That's all.
Is anybody allowed to become an American coaster enthusiast by signing up
sure,
on the website?
Sure, we have a set of rules, but yeah, you just pay the money. They take the money and...
And that's it. That's
yeah.
That.
I think it's $50 or whatever. Like I said, and they send you the card, and we get discounts at other parks too. You know, it's a unique group. When I was after I saw that movie,
Roller Coaster,
I didn't know about the group or anything. I just one year I just said, I wonder if there's a group that go around riding coasters, and I put in the search engine, and you know, Ace came up. I said, wow, look at that. Look what we have there.
Thanks so much for joining me this week, Greg. I can just see him running to the most fun roller coaster in the park, along with all the kids when the park opens, holding his monster pass. For some people, the thought of riding a roller coaster makes them nauseous or feel intense fear. But for some, it's the most fun thing ever. If that's you, check out ACE or the American Coaster Enthusiast. You might find some coasters that you just have to try. And there might be a local coaster enthusiast group in your area. Thanks for joining me this week on Delightfully Different. If you or someone you know lives life differently, email me, LexiOnTheRadio@gmail.com. That's LEXI on the radio at gmail.com. Or go to DelightfullyDifferentPodcast.com. Coming up next week on Delightfully Different, I talk with the creator of a roller derby-themed horror movie and comic book. Until then, have a delightful week.